This goes to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y. Fax 989-875-3732. Regarding Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Shea, S-H-E-A. Date of birth is 2/13 of 1948. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Shea with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 2nd of this year. She's had very well-controlled blood pressures within that time frame, and she was able to stop spironolactone and losartan due to the very well-controlled blood pressures, and they've stayed between 100 and 120 over 60 to 80 when she checks them at home. They're slightly higher in the office at times. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has lost 13 pounds over the last 8 months. She does restrict caloric intake in order to achieve safe and controlled weight loss. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, she's on metoprolol, 50 milligrams twice a day, Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, Tramadol is 50 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for severe pain, and Tylenol would be used instead of Tramadol for milder pain. Physical exam, weight is 183 pounds, pulse is 60, and regular, and blood pressure is 144 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-2 of 2024. Creatinine is improved at 1.17. Estimated GFR is 48. Calcium 9.9. Sodium is 137. Potassium 5. Carbon dioxide 28. Albumin 4.4. Phosphorus 4. Hemoglobin 12.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than what it runs at home, controlled with the metoprolol. And 3, type 2 diabetes, that's well controlled with diet. She reports that her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.7, so she does not require diabetic oral medications at this time. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.